in the coming days, we're going to have a lot of time to reflect. Right now, the main thing is
symbols. You can't put a cross here. You can't put a bullseye on a member of Congress or on a member of Congress's district.
Journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel.
He was obviously a leftist. He admired Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto.
The Tea Party is definitely tolerant of extremism and violence.
But when was it less heated? Back in those calm days when political figures settled their differences with dueling pistols?
The shooting of Gabrielle Giffords and 18 other people in Tucson, Arizona has certainly sparked a lot of discussion, not just among communities and Americans, but on the cable news networks and among pundits and politicians. It sparked a discussion over gun control, over mental health services, and certainly over political rhetoric. Joining us now with to help us digest all that we've talked about and heard over the past week, David Vondrely. He's editor-at-large for Time Magazine. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, I read your article in which it kind of seems like you yourself were trying to digest and analyze your own reaction to not just the tragedy in Arizona, but how, obviously, as an editor of Time Magazine, how the media covered it. What was your personal reaction first? And then how did that change when you had to think about your job?
Well, the personal reaction, obviously, is shock and horror. I have my own 9-year-old daughter, so I was particularly struck by the absolutely senseless waste of this promising life of Christina Green. As we watched the coverage, and not the coverage by reporters, who were bringing us important information about what had happened and why it happened and how it happened as quickly as they could find it. But I'm now talking about the commentary from a relatively small group of people who jumped on this as quickly as possible to try to make various political points. Entirely predictable because they're the same political points these folks make on the right and the left at every opportunity. I began to get really, I guess there's no word but angry about the way this event was being twisted around to fit into people's political agendas, and the fact that these same folks do it with virtually every event in our public lives now, and they have such influence over the conversation through mediums like the cable, quote-unquote, news networks, these talk shows where people sit and shout at each other, that I think they're beginning to distort our idea of what actually is going on in America and what normal life is. And that's what I tried to talk about. What's normal in America is, you know, peaceful gatherings, political gatherings, where people who don't all agree with each other find ways to talk respectfully, to exchange their views, often very strong views, but to try to tell us that that we've become a country where political violence is the new norm, that's just a distortion of reality, and people are certain folks are basically trying to distort what's true.
Well, David,
in order to advance their own agenda.
Let me cut in here for just one moment and say, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a featured photo of a peaceful gathering of citizens on the cover of Time magazine, but I've seen Sarah Palin on the cover of the magazine a lot. I mean, you and I are both part of this media that becomes obsessed at times with the extreme right and left of the spectrum. I mean, in your article for Time magazine, you take to task left-wing bloggers blaming Palin as well, so it's certainly not a partisan. But the part of the problem is that somebody like Sarah Palin makes headlines.
Well, it's with her inflammatory rhetoric. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Sarah Palin being covered. I mean, she is a political figure of consequence in the United States. What I'm trying to urge my colleagues in the media, myself, to stop doing, and more importantly, our readers, listeners, viewers, to stop crediting, is, you know, we give bonus points to political figures and to commentators for who can be the most inflammatory, who can come up with the largest exaggeration. We'll put them on TV or put them in the middle of our stories just because it's sensational.
Although,
and it's exciting and it makes good copy
but
or
David,
good TV.
You could say the same thing about the Walter Lippmann era and the columnists of 100 years ago. I mean, I'm just wondering if you're overplaying the influence of clowns like, you know, Olbermann and Chris Matthews and these cable pundits. I mean, they have tiny audiences, audiences for NPR shows or, you know, dwarf these other programs.
Specifically my point, I'm not overlooking it. I'm trying to call that to everybody's attention. These are small audiences. You know, the biggest cable TV audience is Bill O'Reilly, and he's about, you know, 4.5 million people, which is, you know, barely over 1 in 100 people are watching his show. So absolutely, I agree with you. And folks have always been sensationalizing the news. Don't get me wrong. What the digital age has allowed people to do is to, you know, amplify, to go off on that, and if we're not careful, to turn these sensationalisms into what ordinary people think of as reality.
Is it amplified? I get it, the sense that this is really a ritual. This is what goes on in America. There are these isolated characters who emerge with weapons. They fire in public. There are these tragedies. There is this hysteria. And then we move on to the next thing. I think that has become a kind of normal. I mean, it doesn't happen every single day, but it's normal.
It doesn't happen every single day or every single week or every single year, in fact. So I guess the question is, what do you call normal, the thing that happens most of the time or the thing that happens occasionally?
David Vondrelli is the editor-at-large for Time magazine. His piece that appears in the magazine is called When People Have No Shame. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Thank you.